Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. I wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London School explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do you do when you suddenly awake because someone is shouting your name, yet no one is there when you open your eyes? That's today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And of course, if you like the show, help support it. Keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, as we call them, an EPP. You sign up for that. Just go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, 300 some now. They're free to binge away on. You also get access to our advanced episodes of the show weeks before they're released to the public, all commercial free. So if you've been listening for a while and you're going, you know, I love the show, but I'm sick of the ads, I get you. But, you know, it kind of helps pays the bills and helps keep us on the air too. So, but there's a way to avoid that. An EPP membership, which is only $5, and then you get ad-free episodes. Ghostpodcast.com to do that, or patreon.com/realghoststories. At the same point, you're also going to get a free e-copy of our audiobook and our e-book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. That right there is like a $30 value if you buy them each, either on Amazon or Audible, for about $15 a pop. That's included when you become an EPP. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
Oh, I got to press your mic button over there. There we go.
You must love having that power to mute me whenever you want.
It only works when we're on the air.
I know.
And it's just me forgetting to press buttons. But I finally have my mixing board in the studio where I can actually reach it. What a novel concept, eh?
Yeah.
It only took 8 years to get it within reach where I can see it. And I'm not just kind of reaching in the dark way behind me or something. But yeah, I don't use the, I mean, if you're doing top 40 radio or something, you're doing music, you're always there. But with podcasts, it's like, you kind of, it's set for the most part. But
yeah,
it's nice to have it there again. So I can mute you whenever I feel like it. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. So exciting day here on in Aspie Acres where we live. Which you can follow more of the adventures of that at Aspie Acres on Instagram. We're having a barn raising today. Quite literally, almost. I mean, we're not out there doing the raising of the barn ourselves because we would probably get killed.
And it's not like a neighbor's came over and helped raise walls kind of thing.
No.
I mean, this is professionally built barn.
It's a professionally built barn. And the folks that that we hired, they are Amish and nicest folks in the world. I didn't know what to expect. It's just the one gentleman that came out that that builds the barns, and he did all of his survey work and everything. And I didn't know, you know, I don't know how this works.
It's our first barn to build.
Logistically, mm-hmm. Number one, how it's built. Number two, then how a company, an Amish-based company works when it comes to building the barn. Is it all just folks from within their community, or does he hire outside people to help build the barn, or how is it? This morning we woke up at 6 a.m. to a barn being built by the community. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It is. And it's such a neat thing. I mean, I feel so grateful that Harper gets to watch this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many kids get to watch that happen? And they're out there building. I mean,
I've never seen a structure go up so fast.
It's insane how fast they are. And I mean, I know that they have built a barn or two before.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But this is just, it's fascinating. All I've wanted to do is just sit and watch out the window and be that creeper girl that just watches. Yeah. It's been fascinating. And I think it's great.
They're out there with their hats, and they have, I don't know if it's their wives or sisters
or if it's more progressive.
Or I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's women out there working too with them in bonnets and dresses building a barn. And they're just the nicest folks, but I'm just like, I'm kind of amazed. And it's not what I didn't know what to expect, but I honestly was thinking, wouldn't it be really interesting and neat if it is built by everybody in their community? And that's what's happening. And so I'm excited because, you know, it's going to be one damn good barn.
That's exactly right.
When it's done. So that's been the excitement of our day here at Aspie Acres. It should be we can go out there and tell ghost stories soon.
Yeah.
What if they found out we told ghost stories for a living?
Well,
do you think they tell ghost stories?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. And I don't know how large of an Amish audience we have, considering that we're...
I'd be really curious because he had an iPhone.
Yeah, but I don't know that they would listen to things like what we talk about.
That would be interesting. I want to understand.
Wait till the barn's done before you bring that up.
I don't think I'm ever going to bring it up. I'd feel really weird.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if anyone wants to enlighten me. I'm open. I'm just coming from this of I don't know how this works logistically. But there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's jump over to our first ghost story of the day. It says this could be short or long. I do not know, but it scared me big time. I don't remember what day it was or exact year, but I think it was either 2018 or 2019, but it was nighttime. And I was sleeping with my mom because I was scared of something or whatnot, but I had to go to the bathroom and went into my mom's bathroom because it was the closest bathroom. It was there. So I go to the bathroom, lower the lid, sit down. I'm not going into details, but I was going number two. It was dark in the bathroom because I didn't.
Did you add that?
No, I didn't. Right here in the cup.
It sounds like something you would just throw in there.
I did not.
Just to embarrass the author.
No, they wrote it.
Okay.
It's a classic overshare. It was dark in the bathroom because I did not want to wake my mom up while she was sleeping. So I kept the bathroom door open just because I was not in the mood to close the door and I was tired and lazy. So I was looking around the bathroom because I had nothing else better to do in my life at that moment. And I look out the door and I saw a dark figure peeking. He or she, God knows what it was, but it was peeking its head over the door frame, and its head was peeking out at the very top of the left of the door frame, and it looked like my mom was peeking her head inside the door frame because the thing's hair was falling over her head. So I said, "What are you doing, Mom?" And the thing is still looking up at me, getting kind of freaked out now, because the thing was doing nothing but staring at me. and saying nothing back to me. So I just shrugged it off and kept looking all over the bathroom, and I look out the door again and that same figure is still there. I was getting freaked out even more and said a little louder, "Mom, why are you just standing there and staring at me?" But the thing said nothing and kept looking at me. I was starting to get pissed because the thing that I thought was my mom was not saying anything. So I just stayed in a normal tone. "Why aren't you talking to me?" Thing kept looking at me, starting to get frightened and angry at the same time. So I raised my voice even higher and said, "Mom, you're scaring me and pissing me off. What the hell are you doing?" The thing kept looking at me, and then its head disappeared behind the door frame. Then a lamp went on by my mom's side of the bed, and my mom looked up at me from her side of the bed, looking like she had not slept for days. She said, "What was wrong?" And I said, "You were looking at me while I was using the bathroom." And she said, "No, I was not. I was just sleeping until you woke me up by your loud voice." I was so confused at that point. I just started crying because I did not know what the hell that thing was. And what would have happened if my mom had not woken up? I was thinking, would I still be here to tell the tale I know? Seems like I'm a wimp or something for crying, but the reason why I was crying was how the thing was just looking at me. Its head was bent, hair falling to its side. I could see a little smile on the thing. It scared the hell out of me. And now to this day, I cannot go to the bathroom without the light on if it's night. I have one more to talk about. This one popped into my head while I recalled my memory of that night, but this time my mom and grandma and I were at a hotel in Spokane or Seattle, I think. I don't remember the reason why, but anyway, we checked into the hotel and went into our little room. By the way, I think it was 2012. I had brought a word search with me and was doing the word search in the car in the room. We ate some food and watched TV, and then later in the evening, we all got our swimming gear on and went down to the pool area and went swimming for an hour or two. When we were done swimming, we got dried, went up to our room. All three of us went into the shower, not together, and got clean. And then we watched some more TV. And I was doing my word search. My mom said it was time to go to bed, and I told her I was almost done with the page. The word search book was really small, so it was easy and fun for me to do. But I kept going page after page and finished it. My mom got angry at me because I did not do only one page as she told me to do. I put the couch into a bed and watched some more TV before I went to bed. Sometimes at night I woke up to see two people talking to each other, asking if they knew where a destination was. I don't remember which destination it was because the next day when I woke up, I forgot where it was they were talking about. That was sitting on a chair facing them both in front of each other in front of a coffee table. I said I knew where the destination was. And then they looked at me like I was never there and just came out of nowhere. They looked very surprised and they just disappeared in front of my eyes into nothing. That scared the shit out of me and I woke up my mom and grandma and told them what happened. They looked concerned. They told me to go to sleep. We'd go home first thing in the morning, so we did. I never saw them again. Thanks for reading. Have a good day. Thank you for the show.
So was the shadow person just messing with the author? Because nobody can poop when somebody's watching. But also, you know, do you think shadow people want to be able to talk? Like, if they could, would they?
I think shadow people are not necessarily a classification of ghosts.
Okay.
I think it's a very generic term. It's like saying, to me, shadow person is another word for ghost, mm-hmm. almost, because I think it covers so many different things. I think it's more of a, what would be the right way to term this? Like a phase or a level to which we're experiencing them, we're seeing them on this side, and not so much a classification of what they are.
Okay.
So, some may want to talk, some may not want to talk. I think some shadow people don't even know we're seeing them. Mm-hmm. I think some are just normal ghosts, whatever you want to consider a normal ghost. I guess what I mean by that is it was once a living person that's now a ghost. I think some are dark entities. I think some are good entities. I just think that sometimes this is the only way we pick them up. You know, it's just how they appear to us. It's not a classification. It's like if I shone a flashlight over there and you saw that light, you wouldn't be able to tell me, for the most part, any details about the flashlight other than how bright it is.
Sure.
It could be beat to hell and still be the best damn flashlight in the world. It could be a scary looking flashlight that looks like there's a knife on it. You wouldn't know by looking at the light. It's just one of those things where I think it gets misconstrued more into this category of like being, and then there's the shadow people, like black eyed children. That's a category.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think shadow people's a category.
Okay.
Does that make sense, or do you think I'm wrong?
No, I don't know. It's hard to know because I think there's shadow people that are human ghosts, and I think there's shadow people that are something dark.
Yeah.
And then that, therefore, they're not shadow people.
They're not the same thing.
Right. But like Hatman, you know, the one with the cape, the things like that that you hear over and over. Mm-hmm. I think that's something different than just a shadow person who is just a human ghost who's just a shadow.
Unless it's someone from that era of wearing hats. And that's how they're coming across.
Yeah, I don't know. We have too many stories about the Hat Man.
I want to wear a hat when I'm a ghost.
Well, you go right ahead.
Just to freak people out. But I'm going to wear like different ones.
And wear like a cheese head?
I wear all different things. I'm going to, if I can, I'm going to switch up my hats. It's going to be like Spirit Week at school where you do like different themes every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do like hats around the world. Hats from every place, every culture. I'm going to wear them and I'm going to confuse the hell out of people because they're just going to see the outline of the hat. And one day they're going to think Raiden from Mortal Kombat is haunting them. And the next day they're going to think I'm Abraham Lincoln.
You're from the Village People.
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to switch it up.
Okay.
So they'll be like, what is up with all these hats? Must be multiple people. Nope, just the same guy fucking with you with different hats.
What the audience doesn't know is that you do have a collection of wigs from when you would do a lot of video work. You would do a lot of video work and you would take on strange personas for your characters. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each wig looks as if it were the actual hair of a 1976 television news anchor.
You have one that looks pretty Tiger King-ish. I think you should be Tiger King for Halloween.
You know how people are going to be Tiger King for Halloween?
I'll be Carol Baskin.
Will you?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
I would totally be Carol Baskin if you'd be Tiger King.
Are we just going to do this on our farm and go trick-or-treat to the animals or what? It's like, hi, kid. Hi, animals. Hi, horse. Hi, cows. I'm Tiger King. This
We'll go to the city trunk-or-treat if they have it this year.
Okay.
And so all the law enforcement can see us and that'll be special.
People are going to want to take pictures with us. Then I don't want to get close to people. So
we're not going to get to trick-or-treat this year.
Yeah.
We've already prepped Harper about buying endless amounts of candy so that she's not. Yeah.
Thing is, the girl still has like half her candy from last Halloween.
When I was a kid and we lived out in the country, we did not get trick-or-treaters, nor did we go trick-or-treating very much. I mean, we did when we were really little. We had to go into town.
Sure.
So our thing was we made caramel corn and watched scary movies. Mm-hmm. And yes, same Jenny that's always afraid of scary movies would watch them on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm hoping for this Halloween.
Well, I hope there's a way to trick-or-treat. I doubt there will be a way to trick-or-treat. For me, Halloween was trick or treating. But I'm totally cool with, you know, what we have to do this year to make it different. And I think it's cool. It's cool that we can do what your traditions were.
Yeah.
Here's something we can talk about with Halloween that's coming up. We are planning on doing a live Halloween broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thought on that. And it plays exactly into what you were talking about with probably not going to be doing trick-or-treating this year. But she's, you know, a second grader. So she still wants to dress up and do Halloween. And that's great. I'm going to encourage her to do it till she's 40. What we're going to do is we're going to do it live.
Yes.
And she's a part of the show now. So we will do a live Real Ghost Stories online with Harper. I think probably all of us will be in some sort of an outfit. Are you going to do an outfit for the show?
I will for the live show because it's a special year. Yeah. But, you know, with trick-or-treating, half the fun is showing off your costume.
Yes.
And so she doesn't get to do that, nor do most kids. So we thought this would be a great way for her to show off her mm-hmm. costume. Because do we share what she's going to be?
Go ahead.
She loves I Love Lucy. So mm-hmm. she wants to be Lucy from I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
So that's what she's going to do for Halloween. And I think she'll make the cutest Lucy.
She will. She'll make a great Lucy. So it'll be fun. And I don't know what we're going to be yet. We just discussed it. Tiger King. We'll see if that changes between now and then. But
if I can find a Carol Baskin wig.
Oh, it's like, that's the thing. It's, I suppose online is, I used to, just, for all my Halloween stuff years ago, I would go to like the resale shops and everything to find my stuff. But I ain't setting foot in a store right now. So it's like whatever we have or whatever I can buy online. So,
well, I know where I can get a long blonde wig, but it may not be the traditional Halloween store. So
you're going to be the slutty Carol Baskin?
I guess so. There'll be flowers all over.
That's not Carol Baskin. 855-853-4802. Is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Jenny. It's nice to finally hopefully be on the show. And I'm hoping you guys will put this story on there because this is a really creepy one. And I've listened to your show for a while now, and I really like it. You guys are really, really funny. You guys have really good stories, and I just really like listening to you guys. And I go biking at night all the time, and I try to like listen to one of your podcasts while I'm biking at night. And it's kind of funny because I'll be outside kind of in like a remote area, because I actually I live kind of in an area that's a nice city, but then we're not far from like country areas and stuff where all the farms are. So it kind of is creepy like biking out in those areas at night. And like, I don't know, it's something about it. It kind of gives me weird vibes biking out in those areas, but I really like it. It's creepy. And I listen to your podcast all the time when I'm biking, just to make my bike ride even scarier and more fun. So, thanks for what you do, guys. But I have a very scary ghost story that happened to me, I'd say maybe when I was like 13 or 14. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but I think I was somewhere around that age, kind of like around that time when I was just, you know, just becoming a teenager. I'm actually turning 18 in August this year, and I'm really excited. So I haven't really shared this story with many people. You know, I told my family, but nobody really other than that until now, because when I found your show, I kind of thought, all these people are sharing their stories, why don't I share mine? Because this is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. Not necessarily way too scary, but just kind of the most bizarre thing that's ever happened to me in terms of the paranormal. So basically, this happened at my grandmother's house, and she lives in the U.S., kind of like, I'd say like northern Michigan. Kind of on the map, how it looks is she's a little bit more north than where we are. We're actually in southern Ontario. So it's about 4 hours to her house, and she lives in a smaller town kind of near Frankenmuth. If you know where Frankenmuth is, it's sort of in that area of Michigan, and she lives near there, and it's in a smaller town. And the houses in that town are really nice. Like, they're older houses. Not all of them. Some of them are newer. Like, her house is newer than a lot of the other ones. And where she is on her street, her house is actually pretty big, so it's really cool. It's a nice big house just to go hang out at. Sometimes if we just want to go see her on a weekend or something, we'll drive down. If we just want something to do, you know, just to go hang out. And my cousin, who's a couple of years younger than me, lives over there too, so it's nice to go see everybody. But basically, ever since I started going to that house where my grandmother lives, something has felt really off, and it's just weird. Like, something, I always felt something with that house, and like they say kids can feel stuff and like sense the paranormal more than like adults can. So I guess back then when this happened, the story that I'm saying, like when this happened around the time when I was like 13 or 14, somewhere around there, I could probably sense the paranormal a little more than I can now, because like, you know, that was a while back. But basically, ever since I started going to that house, I was even younger than 14 when I would go there. Like, you know, I used to go all the time, and I would always feel like something is there, like something about that house. And it wasn't a creepy house at all. It was, you know, it was a really nice big house. Maybe the fact that it was big or something on a big piece of land was making me kind of creeped out, but it seemed more than that. And anytime I would go in her basement, I would always feel like someone was down there, but it was so bad to the point that I felt like someone was watching me through the door in the furnace room, because she has the part of her basement is finished when you go down the stairs, but then there's a door into the unfinished part around the finished room. So it's kind of creepy. And every time I would look through that door, I would always think something was down there. But other than that, nothing really happened there until one night when I was staying there. And this was after my great grandmother had died. So my great grandmother used to live with my grandmother right at her house, at my grandmother's house, until my great grandmother passed away. And she was pretty old. I mean, I think it was just natural causes. I think it was like she just passed away from natural causes. My great-grandmother passed away. She actually passed away inside my grandmother's house. And you can imagine that, like, there's probably some sort of energy there or something. You know, I believe when someone passes away somewhere other than a hospital, sometimes a hospital, but I think when someone passes away at a house especially, there's going to be some sort of energy left behind. I just actually believe that, and I think a lot of people do too. So after she passed away, I think it was like a couple months after that, I remember I was sleeping in that house. Like, we would go and sleep over. We go to that house a lot just to visit. And I was sleeping inside of the same room that my great-grandmother used to sleep in her old bed. Like, it wasn't an old bed, but it was just, like, the bed, I guess, that she used to sleep in. And that room, I don't know, something about that room, even before she passed, was just creepy anyways, but I guess because it's not my house, so I guess I find any new setting creepy when I go and sleep somewhere new. But I don't know, it was just, it's always been, that house has had a weird feeling to it. And then after she passed away, when I was sleeping in that room one night, I was, I remember really vividly, like this, it's creepy how well I remember this. I was sleeping, and I wake up, it's like, I don't know what time it is, like 2 a.m. or something like that, like basically the middle of the night. And it's a very quiet street. Nothing would have woken me up. You know, nobody was up. Nobody gets up in the middle of the night there. I knew for a fact that nobody was up. It was just me who was up, and I had no idea what woke me up. So I was kind of sitting there, and you know when you're kind of half asleep, like if you wake up in the middle of the night, you're not going to be as awake as you would be when you wake up in the morning. So I was kind of half asleep still. And I look over and I see it's like this kind of like a arm, like a big chair right beside the bed, kind of like, I don't know, like maybe 6 feet away from the side of the bed. And I remember looking over there and I saw, and it still gives me chills, I saw like what looked like some sort of shadow of an older woman, and something in my mind was just telling me that it was her. You know, I thought, it's got to be her. Who else is it going to be? And at that time, I was like half asleep. So you can imagine, you know, I'm kind of confused. I'm seeing someone sitting there, and I knew it was not anyone that was staying in the house at that time. Like, I knew it was not my grandmother, my parents, you know, who would be up at like 2 a.m. or whatever time it was, like just sitting on a chair in the dark in that room. But yeah, it was creepy. And then I remember, I don't know if it was the same time or maybe it was like an hour later or something. I think I fell back asleep. And about an hour later, I woke up and in the ensuite bathroom, the door was open. And I swear I saw, I don't know what it was, but it almost looked like, you know, when someone's having a shower and there's like steam coming out of the bathroom. But instead of just that, it almost looked like some sort of like, almost like purpley blue cloudy kind of steam on the floor coming out of the bathroom. And this was like in the middle of the night, so nobody was having a shower, nothing like that. And it was just, it was so creepy. And I honestly think that was my great grandmother coming back to say goodbye one last time, because I never really talked to her much when she was alive, just because I didn't know her too well. And I didn't go to her funeral, so I think that was just I think that was her saying goodbye, because I never, you know, I never felt her presence after that. I never saw anything that I thought was her after that. But honestly, that was like the creepiest thing that's ever happened to me. I've just got to say that that is really creepy. Like it was a lot scarier than it might sound, but even what I described is pretty creepy. So, yeah, that's my ghost story. But I was going to say as well that it didn't really feel that scary. Like, I think the reason I 100% knew it was her at that point was because it was not a scary feeling. Like, it was a, you know, it's an eerie feeling when you see something like that. But it wasn't a feeling of, like, evil or anything like that. It was nothing like that. It was just a really calm feeling. So I think it was her coming back to say, like, goodbye or something like that, just checking in one last time. Because that was the first and last time I saw her after she passed away. And it's honestly so creepy now that I think about it. I've never really gone into this much detail about it before. And it just gives me a weird feeling. And I'm really glad I shared this story, because I've always wanted to basically talk about it, to go into detail about it. And I thought that when I found your show and all these people are coming on to share their stories, I thought I would share mine, because this is the perfect place to do that, in a place where everybody understands. Because I was afraid if I told, you know, people that might not believe, that they might shrug it off as nothing. And, you know, I know that this happened. I know I experienced it. So I'm glad I shared it here, because at least people listening to it here will understand a little more than maybe people that are non-believers somewhere else. But I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this. I'm very glad I was able to share this with you. And I hope you feature it in one of your episodes. Sorry it was a little long, but I just thought I would go into as much detail as I could, because that's good in terms of like a story like this. You want to know as much as possible about it. But I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks, Tony and Jenny, for doing what you do. I love your show. I listen to it all the time when I'm biking, and I'm going to keep listening to it. I hope to hear this on the show soon. Thanks for everything, and you guys have a good day. I'll share more stories sometime if anything else happens. Other than that, you guys have an amazing day. Thank you so much. Bye.
You know, I would imagine that it probably is the great-grandmother. I mean, being that she did pass away in the house, and she probably spent a lot of her life there in the house, I think that, you know, you just kind of sometimes have to go with the most obvious answer. And because it was creepy, but it wasn't ominous, mm-hmm. that, you know, it most likely is somebody that, you know, cares, that doesn't really want to scare you, but somebody that wants to still be, you know, part of the family.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's like we were almost talking about earlier, where I don't think sometimes they realize we're seeing them. I think sometimes once they've understood and accepted they're dead, mm-hmm. But they're still there. They get the gist that everybody's not seeing them, mm-hmm. and they understand that. But then every once in a while, it's probably kind of confusing on their end, going, well, it seems like some people are seeing me sometimes.
Yeah.
And then it's just as confusing to them to try and figure out who's seeing them, when they're seeing them, and why they're seeing them. What am I doing different that this person is picking up on me right now? But when I was right in front of them in the entryway, they didn't see shit. You know, it yeah. would be like, what is this? So right. I mean, you're on that side kind of probably battling a little bit as well of, well, what works, what doesn't work. And then, you know, whatever ends up being seen by the living ends up being, that's the ghost story. Mm-hmm. What's the intent? Why did they want me to be seen at that moment? And sometimes it's like, I did it. I was literally just walking through the kitchen. There was no second meaning to it. You know, there wasn't some hidden thing of me going that way, you know, but you'll never know that, you know, mm-hmm. until you're on that side. So thank you for sharing that that experience with us. We do greatly appreciate it. And I'm glad we can be a little bit of a help in the escape when you're out there bike riding. Is that what he
biking,
said?
Yeah. Lots of biking.
When he's out taking those bike rides in kind of spooky places, I'm glad we can provide some atmosphere in terms of audio for you.
Yeah.
That's cool. I always love to hear where everybody's listening to the show at. It's neat, especially where it's all over the world. What, you know, I think to this day one of the most interesting, and I think we've heard so many different things. You know, it's always great when we're able to be a relief to someone when they're in a difficult situation. But I think one of the most interesting locations, not necessarily just I'm so happy we're being a relief to you, but just interesting locations, was when I got a letter early on from someone who was literally painting and redoing interiors of castles in Ireland.
Yes.
That was listening to our show. I'm like, no shit. I'm like, who would have thunk?
I have found that this has been an amazing way to meet people. And I have to give a shout out to my new friend, Kat, who lives in Scotland.
Yeah.
And she had made a comment about how, you know, Scottish Harper looked in her picture with her red hair on a unicorn and everything. And we got to talking. And she actually had pictures she had taken from a trip to a place where some of my ancestors were from, which I don't know that I will ever in my whole life get to go to Scotland. And it's really neat. And, you know, she's been kind of helping me figure out, you know, where my ancestors came from and everything. Because, you know, my maiden name was Thompson. So it came, you know, as a direct line. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a tremendous resource for us as well, you know, that you guys are, there's this whole world of people that, you know, we can connect with.
You're going to have about 500 Thompsons who listen to us right now, all emailing, maybe we're related.
It's possible, but you know what? That's such a common
exactly.
name.
Exactly. That's
such a common name. It's like that. Second behind Smith, you know?
Exactly.
So,
you know, I've never met anybody named Doe. You know, as generic as John Doe is the name.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say in my entire life I've ever come across anyone truly with the last name Doe.
There's so many Does.
For being like the generic name you throw out there, uh-huh. like, you know, John Smith or something, but Doe. Never met a Doe.
No.
Like, that's actually quite a unique one to have if that is your last name. It's not as generic as we make it out to be.
And hopefully your parents are not assholes and named you John or Jane.
Exactly. This is John and Jane. We're the Does, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, but thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Get all those extras that I talked about earlier. It's all at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Both platforms have all the stuff there for you to binge away on and to help keep us on the air. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.